Wisconsin's powerful Joint Finance Committee is beginning to shape its vision of the next state budget for the next 2 years. And the committee's actions so far have implications for one of Governor Tony Evers' main priorities, education funding. Democrat Evers wants to increase state support for K-12 schools by $1.4 billion. That includes a dramatic increase to special education aid. WUWM education reporter Emily Files is here to give us an update on the outlook for school funding. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning, Rachel.
So what did the Joint Finance Committee do last week, and what does it mean for education funding?
Yeah, the Joint Finance Committee is starting to create a very different spending plan than what Evers was hoping for. The biggest thing is that the committee rejected some of Evers' proposals that would have generated new revenue for the state, like Medicaid expansion, which would have saved the state money, and reforms to capital gains and manufacturing taxes. The Joint Finance Committee threw those ideas out, creating a $1.4 billion hole. That's the same amount Evers wants to funnel into school funding. So it just sets up a much more difficult path for any new spending. I talked with Dan Rossmiller. He's a legislative policy guy with the Wisconsin Association of School Boards. His group advocates for school districts.
The analogy I would use is a jigsaw puzzle. The governor had a vision for what he wanted the completed budget to look like. In other words, the completed jigsaw puzzle. The Republican legislators on the Joint Finance Committee have removed a couple of major pieces. That's going to make it very difficult for that puzzle to look like what the governor had envisioned when it's all said and done.
So if the Joint Finance Committee were going to include some of Evers' school funding puzzle pieces, what would need to happen?
For any of Evers' proposals to make it into the committee's plan, they would need to have bipartisan appeal to get some of the Republican committee members on board. I talked to one Republican legislator about this. He's not on the Joint Finance Committee, but he is very involved in the discussion around K-12 spending. Representative Joel Kitchens of Sturgeon Bay was co-chair of a special blue ribbon commission on school funding. Here's what he had to say.
What the governor was proposing was not very realistic. I mean, he spent an awful lot of new money that we can't really afford. There are a number of things we have in common, our recommendations with what the governor proposed, but the price tag on some of his things, like especially special education reimbursement, is it's just not affordable.
So what does Representative Kitchens think that the state should be doing in terms of education funding?
He agrees that the state should provide more special education funding. Right now, there's a major gap in how much districts spend on special needs students and how much the state gives them to offset expenses. Evers wants to more than double the state's reimbursement rate to 60%, but Kitchens says he thinks 30% is more realistic. Kitchens said he also wants to help districts that are suffering from declining enrollment, and he wants to make state funding more predictable for school districts.
So what happens next?
Well, the Joint Finance Committee at some point will start voting on education funding proposals. Dan Rossmiller at the School Boards Association says the way things are looking right now, he expects the legislators to okay some kind of increase, but it would be much less than what the governor proposed.
And what else are you watching this budget season?
Well, local school districts like Milwaukee Public Schools are working on their budgets right now. And what happens at the state level is really important because it determines 90%+ of the money districts have to work with.
That's education reporter Emily Files. Never a dull moment. Thank you very much, Emily.
Thanks, Rachel.